Two Milwaukee community advocates and business partners are building a community resource center in the city's Harambe neighborhood. It's called the Bronzeville Way Healing and Safe Space. It's designed to connect community members to local organizations and resources while giving local youth a safe place to hang out. The project started as an outdoor park space to host community events. Now the co-founders are building an indoor space to provide more direct access to resources. Chaz Fortune and Trinell Henning are mentors in Milwaukee County's Credible Messenger program working with at-risk youth. They've invested money from their business ventures to launch Bronzeville Way. They talked to Kate Archer-Kent earlier this week.
Chaz, starting with you, can you describe in your own words what is Bronzeville Way?
Well, honestly, Bronzeville Way, it's a healing and safe space. It's basically a community-focused park. It's also designed to promote wellness, recreation, and connecting and engaging with community and local residents. Our mission probably here is to create an inclusive space, honestly, where all individuals of all ages can come together, pretty much experience physical, emotional, mental well-being, and just come together, you know, have a place to congregate, have a place to call their own, and just be, and just, you know, be themselves and kind of just like build social capital, you know, things like that, and just kind of engage and, you know, find themselves lost in kind of like calmness and just being in the element of just peace, as well as empowering other folks and encouraging other folks to like stay focused, stay positive, and just have different events there, a host of events, different activities, all walks of life, all shapes, sizes, all different ideas and things like that. Just pretty much like an inclusive space where the community kind of drives what happens and what different activities and things like that. Just a space where it's like total healing and just, you know, unwinding and breaking bread and things like that.
And Trinell, you know, I know you and Chaz have called it like a chill space, really organic. Can you describe what we'd see once we go there?
Once you go there, you will see, first thing, you will see the beautiful landscaping. You know what I'm saying? You will see our outdoor patio. You will see the beautiful siding on the building. You would just see a container building, and first it will strike your interest. Like, what is this place right here? What is this container building right here? And then once you go in, you will see all the resources that we have, all the information that we have for the community right there in one spot. Then you will also see in the inside, it's basically well put together in the inside as well as the outside.
So this is a shipping container that will be refurbished and made into this healing space?
Oh, it's actually already refurbished. It's totally done from the inside out. We got electricity, we got air conditioning, we got TVs in the inside, computers in the inside, security cameras. It's all well done to the T.
Chaz, why did you and Trinell decide to start this project?
Honestly, I would just say by being a part of the community since being, you know, I'll call it shorties or young folks. We've been together. We understand what community looks like. And honestly, we used to walk to each other's houses when we were growing up to come outside, knock on each other's door, talk to the parents. Hey, can Chaz or can Tree come outside and play? Or he'll come to my house. Hey, can Chaz come outside? And then that just grew a friendship till now. So leading up until today, we actually do youth advocacy. I'm the director for youth advocate programs here in Milwaukee, and we deal with juvenile justice and at-risk youth. So a lot of these families, not to say they lack, but it's just the point of understanding what community needs. You know, being in the community, understanding what needs to happen in the community, we thought, hey, what could we do to kind of like involve folks and kind of give them the resources that they need, let them know where different things are, and build, as I stated before, their social capital to kind of like find jobs, find different things as far as mental health, recreation, whether it's like grocery, whether it's small business, small, tall, and all. We're like, how can we put this together and how can we make it unique? There was a lot of parks in Milwaukee County where they're just a park, you know, nothing against the park, but there's no function there. You know, there's nobody tangible you can talk to, nobody there you can get information from unless there's an event that day or there's something going on that day, opposed to every day where you can go and, hey, you can go over there and just see what's going on. That's what we're trying to deliver and at the same time engage. And when we're engaging, we're actually giving folks information as far as these different services or different things, activities, places to go, things to do right here in their own neighborhood, you know, in their own community. So they're not, you know, immune, not to say immune, but like naive to the fact that, hey, there is help. Hey, there is different resources. Hey, there are jobs because we got information on them right here.
Trinell, do young people currently, do you think, have trouble accessing all the resources that are available to them in the community?
Yes, I definitely think it's difficult because where is one central location that they can get all the information? They would probably would have to go to every different establishment to get the information that they're looking for. What we're doing, we're centralizing, or we're trying to centralize all that information of all those resources. But I definitely think it is a little difficult for young people these days to get the resources that they're looking for, or know where to get the information about the resources that they're looking for.
Well said. I like that.
Chaz, you know, you and Trinell have a direct line to young people and hearing their needs and their immediate concerns. Are you seeing an increased need right now? I mean, considering the ongoing government shutdown that is limiting access to services to potentially their families.
Yes, I do. My thing is knowing where to go, knowing what to do, and knowing who to talk to. There are a lot of resources out. I just think that a lot of the youth and the families just don't know where to tap in to get them. You know, they may hear some things if they're in trouble from the different courts, or they may hear some stuff from maybe one of their friends that's doing something. And that's just that it stops there. You know, it's on us. I feel like if we want to see change and we want to make change happen, we've got to get deeply involved. And when I say deeply involved, say you're not an advocate, say you're not a director for youth services. I guarantee you know somebody or know of somebody in your family, your friend or whatever. Youth that's having some trouble where they can, you know, get tap into these resources and things of that nature. And we do have a program as such. And like I say every day, it's tough dealing with these families, but you got to, you know, stay strong and kind of be that shoulder and be that crutch. And sometimes, you know, not the handicap, but not to handicap them, but kind of like be a crutch that they can look to when there are different things that they need.
We're talking about the Bronzeville Way Healing and Safe Space Project in Milwaukee, and we have the organizers of the project, Chaz Fortune there and Trinell Henning. Trinell, why was it important for you to invest your own money into launching a new space like this, opposed to not, you know, to just keep volunteering and doing free events?
Well, I think it was important because it's a sense of ownership. It's ours. It's tangible. We can touch it. We can see it. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, I think is all the better just because it's ours. And we used our own money because we wanted to show people that we can do it ourselves before we ask and look for funding for anything else. Like we did this from the ground up, me and my partner. You know what I'm saying? Like no help, no funding, nowhere. So now that we already got something to show people, when we go for funding, or to ask people for money, we can show them what we already did and what we already accomplished.
Yeah, we're already invested in a sense.
Chaz, how are you seeing the Bronzeville neighborhood itself, you know, change more broadly and, you know, as you look at it as a business developer?
Well, honestly, I see it changing. There's a lot of different buildings and a lot of different things that are coming up now. They are taking a lot of pride in Bronzeville, so I'm kind of happy we did buy that vacant lot there. Because Bronzeville is up and rising and we can see it now. It may take a few years, but like I said, right now it's thriving and we feel like we can be a great pillar to that community and kind of like giving some of those families, and not even just the Bronzeville community, people that visit Bronzeville. You know, there's a lot of different businesses and stuff where people come there to kind of explore and see different things. You know, you got the Black Holocaust of Bronzeville. You've got, you know, quite a number of different things that are in Bronzeville that people kind of come and see. So we were just trying to make sure that there's more beauty and there's more, you know, things to that as far as Bronzeville, but I do see it thriving.
Chaz, what are your next steps for this project? Where does it go from here?
So right now, our next steps here, we've got to get the foundation there. We've got to get some roofing. We've got to build a bathroom. And then we have phase two there where the city of Milwaukee has allowed us to purchase the lot adjacent to kind of make more space, more green space, give us a little bit more room to do what we want to do. We'll add some art. We'll add some more seating. You know, we'll add like some entertainment, things like that. So we can do those town halls and those call to actions and, you know, those healing meetings and those, you know, peace circles and, you know, whatever you can think of can happen there is what I'm saying. So I just feel like we're ready to do what the people want us to do, you know, and that's create different spaces to where they can thrive and they can get what they need out of the community.
Well, Chaz and Trinnell, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate that.
Chaz Fortune and Trinnell Henning are business partners who mentor Milwaukee youth through the county's Credible Messenger program. They talked to Kedar Trakent about their Bronzeville Way Healing and Safe Space project to connect their local community to more resources. They are aiming to open the space next year. It's Halloween, and Wisconsin Today wants to hear about your Halloween favorites. First, candy. What is your all-time favorite? Trick-or-treat candy? What's the candy you can do without? You have to be careful what kind you buy to give out to make sure you don't eat half of it yourself. Email wisconsintoday at wpr.org or call or text us at 888-642-0232. And some people go all out for the Halloween season. Decorations inside and out, elaborate theme costumes. Not me, I'm too lazy. But is it you? Tell us about it. What went into your Halloween preparations this year? Again, that email is wisconsintoday at wpr.org. Or you can call or text the number again, 888-642-0232. Wisconsin Today producers include Royce Padezwa, Beatrice Lawrence, and Lauren Cox. Our technical directors are Sarah Hopeful and Tyler Ditter. Learn more about us at wpr.org/wisconsintoday. I'm Rob Ferret. Thanks for listening to WPR News.